So a DEA officer stopped at a ranch in Texas and talked with an old rancher. He told the rancher, "I need to inspect your ranch for illegally grown drugs." The rancher said, "Okay, but just don't go in that field down yonder," as he pointed to the location. The DEA officer exploded, saying, "Mister, I have the authority of the federal government with me." Reaching into his rear pants pocket, he removed his badge and proudly displayed it to the rancher. "See this badge? This badge means I'm allowed to go wherever I wish, on any land, no questions asked. Have I made myself clear? Do you understand?" The rancher nodded, politely apologized, and went back to his chores. A short time later, the old rancher heard loud screams, looked up and saw the DEA agent running for his life, being chased by the rancher's prized bull. With every step, the bull was gaining ground on the officer, and it seemed likely that sure he'd be gored before he reached safety. The DEA officer was clearly terrified. So the rancher threw down his tools, ran to the fence, and yelled at the top of his lungs, "Your badge! Show him your badge!" You know, certainly there are those who would abuse authority. But that doesn't change the fact that authority is very important to God. He established it really in every strata of society. I don't think there's a circumstance or a condition you could find yourself in that God hasn't established some authority there. So we need to be very careful whenever we are defying, questioning, criticizing, or complaining about authority. Not that there's not a place for that, for some of those, but we have to watch why and how we do it, as well as what we say, to make sure we honor God in what we do and don't compromise our witness to the gospel in the process. I also find it interesting that in our lives, oftentimes we are both under authority and in authority as well. So maybe it is wise for us to treat authority that we're under in the same way that we would want those under our authority to treat us. You get that? And I was treating authority that we're under in the same way that we would want people under us to treat us as we are in authority. Now, you might ask yourselves, why am I talking about authority on Palm Sunday? Well, certainly, it is where we find ourselves in the book of Deuteronomy in our study here. And when Jesus came riding in Jerusalem on a donkey, he was making a statement of authority. He was fulfilling Zechariah 9:9, which says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a colt, on the foal of a donkey." And the significance of this certainly was not lost on Jesus. You know, when we think about the events in Jesus' life that marked him as a Messiah, really two things need to happen. Some things need to have to happen to Jesus that is outside his orchestration. In other words, if he's going to be Messiah, there's going to need to be things that come outside of him that he can't orchestrate or plan or manipulate to show that he's Messiah, because ultimately if he's Messiah, that has to be an objective truth that comes from another source that really God ultimately affirms. And on the other side, though, Jesus also has to do things that clearly show that he believes he's the Messiah. Because if Jesus only has things objectively outside of himself testifying himself to be Messiah, but he doesn't believe it, like if the apostles come along and say, "Hey, Jesus, we think you're the Son of God and you're the Messiah of Israel," and Jesus says, "Oh, no, I'm not," then there's something broken there, right? So as much as other people need to say that Jesus is who he is, he has to identify with who he is. So this is one of the instances on Palm Sunday where Jesus actually makes a declaration, "I understand who I am. This point is not lost on me. I am riding on this donkey on purpose because I'm declaring myself to be the King of Kings." And it's interesting that the point was not lost on the crowd either, as they cry out, "Hosanna," which is "save," to the Son of God, so to the Son of David, rather. "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Again, they show that they're getting the point. And so again, it is about authority. Now, we know that the people of Jerusalem and of Judea at that time misunderstood the nature of Jesus' authority. that they wanted to be about vanquishing the Romans as opposed to bringing salvation to the earth. But again, it was still a statement of authority. So, no reason not to continue in our study in Deuteronomy, where again, the government and authority of the Jews is expressed in terms of Moses communicating that information. So last week, we did see Moses talk about judges that would be appointed to every town in Israel, and they would help settle disputes. Justice and impartiality were stressed as to how they would act. Thorough investigation and the testimony of two or three witnesses were the standards of procedure given in Deuteronomy 17:7. And so let's see if this will work. Nope.